what we did with them and ourselves was we conducted, if you like, a shoreline search of the area, and indeed a coastal search, and we went around the islands as well by air looking for, if you like, the rest of the remains of the poor individual in question. But unfortunately, to date, and with the weather, as you can appreciate, the last few days, that hasn't occurred.
Is it possible at this stage, Superintendent, to determine if this discovery is linked to a personal tragedy, or if there could be a criminal element to this investigation? Are you able to determine that at this point?
All I can say to you, Greg, is, and I'm not trying to be awkward in any way, we are conducting, if you like, DNA analysis from the body part that we've located, and that will determine next where we go with our investigation. At this point in time, I'm going to keep an open mind, albeit I can't say more than that, but I do have, if you like, a definite line of inquiry also ongoing in the background. With the weather conditions we've had over the last number of days, I don't think it would be safe for me to ask members of the public to engage in a search along the coastline at this point in time. If people are out naturally in beach areas and stuff like that, yes, keep your eyes open, but no, personal safety first.